Psalm 59 from our readings today, along with 13 other psalms, are considered imprecatory psalms. That is, a psalm that calls for God's judgment on our enemies or on the enemies of God. At the risk of repeating myself from last week's message, I'm thankful for the discipline of the daily offices in the Anglican Church because we are forced to deal with all of Scripture. In fact, we read through the psalms over and over again. In the daily offices, we have the choice of either a 30-day cycle for the psalms or a 60-day cycle. If you're a slacker like me, you use the 60-day cycle. And that means you're reading imprecatory psalms 84 days out of the year. I'm pretty sure about that, but that's pretty high math for an Aggie like me. While this psalm doesn't call for God to smash anyone's heads against the rocks, which Psalm 137 does, here's what it does say. Rise up and be not merciful to those who offend with malicious wickedness. God shall let me look in triumph upon my enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget it, but scatter them abroad by your might. And put them down, O Lord, our shield. Consume them in your wrath. Consume them, that they may perish, and know that it is God who rules in Jacob and unto the ends of the world. As I said, as far as imprecatory psalms go, this one is more one of the milder ones. So how do we deal with these psalms, understanding that they are the inspired word of God and that the Bible is inerrant? So in other words, they are there for a reason. Well, we have to remember who God is. Our God is the God of pure and perfect justice, and it is a justice that includes severe punishment for the wicked. And as people made in the image of God, our desire for justice is strong. For example, while I don't agree with them, the people that are protesting on our various campuses right now are protesting over what they perceive as injustice, however woolly-minded their ideas might be. So we can understand what's driving it. They want justice. And as Christians, that's a way that we can lovingly engage with people that we vehemently disagree with. We can appeal to what we do share, which is a desire for justice. The problem is there will never be perfect justice in this world. Even in a country where the justice system is perfect, which would certainly not describe the world we live in today, there would still be a lot of injustice, because any justice system run by fallen man is going to be imperfect. But where can we look for perfect justice? Well, as Christians, we have the answer for that. We can look to God, because God is incapable of injustice. And when the end times come, justice will be served, and none of us wants to be the recipients of God's wrath. Thanks to the gospel, we won't be. But we can be sure that evil that has been done in this world will be severely punished. Now, often the reaction to imprecatory psalms is to say or think, well, that's not fair. So I'll wrap up today with a bit of advice. Anytime you find yourself thinking or saying, that's not fair about God, an alarm bell should go off in your head, because God is incapable of sin, and we should never place ourselves in the position of judging him.